The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord. One thing that human beings love to do is complicate things. We love complicated things, and when we look at the mystery of the Holy Trinity from the standpoint of our mind and our intellect, we can get pretty complicated. We can talk about processions, and we can talk about subsistent relations, and we can use all those fancy words. But when we talk about God, the first thing St. Thomas teaches us is that God is utterly simple. He's very, not simplistic, but simple. He's simple in his unity, meaning that God possesses one nature, God. And that one unity in nature is presented to us, manifested to us, in the simplicity of three persons. And so we see unity refers to the nature, the essence of God, and persons refer to the distinctions in the relationship of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's simple, so to speak. It's simple only if we understand what St. John said in the Gospel today. St. John is very, very clear of all the Gospels. St. John's Gospel most expresses to us the mystery of the Trinity. We can never say we can understand this mystery because there's no way we can. If we do, guess what? No longer a mystery. But what we can do is recognize that this mystery is a living reality, it's a breathing reality in which we now choose to live or not live. We can choose to live in the reality of God's presence, or we can choose to deny the reality of God's presence, which is not something I recommend to people to do, although it seems to be quite a popular thing for some people nowadays. We'll just deny God doesn't exist. Well, you can deny all you want, but here's the big secret. We didn't create reality. We didn't even create ourselves. And so we want to say that there's no such thing as God. Talk about foolishness. You want to read a complicated argument, read the argument of an atheist who wants to deny the existence of God. Now that's complicated. It's also foolish because it doesn't make one bit of sense. They're argued to such a point where they stop. Because if they know they go any farther, I'm going to have to start using the word faith, and atheists don't like to use the word faith. So God is simple. And if we recognize that, as St. John says, God so loved the world that he gave. Boy, that whole sentence right there is worth a whole book of meditating, a whole lifetime of meditating. God so loves. That tells us what God does and who he is. He is love. Now, because God is love, we have to recognize that he is three, not just one. Because if God is love, then guess what? There has to be someone who loves. There has to be someone who is loved. And then there has to be the reality of love itself. The lover, the beloved, and love. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's pretty simple. And so God has come to teach us that love is very simple. That the Christian life in that way should be very simple. But you know, human beings have done more to complicate love than any other creature on this earth. Ask yourself, do you love something? Well, it's complicated. Well, what? Either you do or you don't. Oh, no, you don't understand, Father. It's complicated. Well, who's making it complicated? God make it complicated? Oh, no, I did. Well, how'd you make something so simple complicated? Because I'm not yet there to really understand what love really is. Complicated love means it's not full love. It can't be full love. Because if it was full love, it would be very simple. Complicated love says, okay, I got limits here. I got boundaries I have to respect. There's only so much I'm willing to give. And there has to be something for me to receive. That complicates things. Because we might go to someone and says, well, I don't think you're loving me enough. Well, what do you mean? How do you measure that? Amount of time you spend together? Some people might say you show your love by not spending time with me. Husbands do that if they've been married to their wives for many years. You want to show me love? Don't be around for a while. Give me some peace and quiet. Then I'll know what love is. Well, I don't know if that's the norm. That might be the exception. But we do. We measure all these things, and we measure love by our standard, and yet that's where we fall into the trap. Because our standard of love is not the best standard. It's not the real standard. The real standard is measuring by God's love. And God's love, we see, he so loves that he gives. Loving and giving are two very, very important things. Loving requires a real generosity, a real boldness of stepping out of yourself and reaching out to somebody else. That's what God did when he sent his only son. That's exactly what he did when he sent Jesus. He reached out of himself and sent us the son. The son born of the Virgin Mary, that we might be saved, that we might have eternal life. And in doing that, the son took flesh, lived on this earth. We know he was crucified, died, buried. We recognize on Easter he was raised from the dead. He ascended into heaven. Last Sunday, we recognize the next part of this mystery. And that is, with the Father and the Son, with the lover and the beloved, now comes the fullness of that gift. The gift of the Father and Son's love is the Holy Spirit. And that's the vibrant gift. That's the active gift. We talk about the Holy Spirit, usually we use the word ing at the end of every word. If the Father is the anointer and the Son is the anointed, the Holy Spirit is the anointing. And if the Father is the one who loves and the Son is the one who is loved, then the Holy Spirit is loving. There's that great action, there's that great intensity and power of God's love. And that power comes from the relationship of the simplicity of all that God is. Totally simple, totally giving. And in that total giving, he makes himself so fully able to receive the Son's love. And that's a whole pattern of life now, which we have by baptism become not spectators of, but participants in. As Catholic Christians, we don't say God is out there and I'm looking at him like I'm looking through a window. That doesn't work that way. Because the day we are baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And at that moment, we went from being outside of the mystery of God to God leading us and drawing us in. So now when we talk about the mystery of God, and we talk about it in our prayer life, and we see it in the sacraments of the church and in the word of God that is proclaimed, we are in that mystery of the giving and the receiving. And the Father says now, with this gift of Christ, simplify your love. Don't put so many conditions on it. Don't put so many boundaries on it. The ones who are the best examples of the simplicity of God's love are the saints. Whether it be Mother Teresa, who only saw Christ in the suffering and the poor. Whether it be a St. Francis, who saw all of creation as manifesting the glory and power of God. Whether it was St. Martin de Porres, who looked around and saw all the sick and those coming off the ships. And he cared for them because he saw Christ. That's the simple love. And that's the love as Christians God expects us to live. And we can only live that love, one, if we recognize that God is a constant part of our life. That means that we live this life of offering ourselves to the Father with Jesus Christ the Son because of the power of the Holy Spirit that dwells in us. That's how it works. We love the Father with the Son through the power of the Holy Spirit. We're a part of that mystery now. And to be a part of it gives us a great responsibility of learning that simplicity of love, but it also gives us a great privilege. It gives us a great gift to be a benefactor of that love, to recognize that God's love is total generosity. God's love is unbounded. It constantly flows. So the question is not whether God is loving us. He loves us because that's who he is. The big question is, do we let that love shape our life? Do we let God's love simplify our love? Because I think you'll find, if you pray every day and you seek to really draw closer to Christ, your definition of love and your actions of love are going to be greatly simplified. You're not going to have as many exceptions. You're not going to have as many rules. But rather, you're going to see that God has sent you to help make his love and his peace and his joy known in the world through the generosity of our actions, by taking risks and reaching out to people, even if there is rejection, even if, as it was with Christ, crucifixion, the love still needs to come out. And the Holy Trinity, this great, profound mystery, this unexplainable mystery, tells us it's all about two words: simple love. We receive that simple love every time we receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And he says, simplify your life. Simplify your heart. Simplify your soul. And in doing that, as he says in John's Gospel, the Father and I will come to dwell in you, and you will become, as St. Paul says, that dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. So that when we go and serve the world, when we go as the witnesses after every Eucharist to the love and power of Christ, we carry with us the love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That sign of the cross that was made over us when we were baptized, that sign of the cross that we make every time we come to church, that sign of the cross every time we pray, and ultimately the sign of the cross which will be made over our body as we are taken to our earthly resting place. So let us thank the Lord for this most profound mystery, the mystery of love, the mystery of generosity, the mystery of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which just says, simply love. And to do that, we need to learn to love simply and faithfully and joyfully.